Okay.
Yeah, I came in late, so sorry. But I've been keeping up with the emails, and I've listened to part of both of the telephone conversations. I've listened to the whole thing. But I'm concerned about the fact that only 6 or 7 people are participating in this thing. Okay, out of 15. One. Okay, so I think what we got to do is, who are the people who keep being missed? We got to go to them and say, what are you going to vote on? How do you think? And if you don't come in the meeting, what's your proxy going to be? Because I understand you can do proxy voting. All right? You don't have to be there to vote.
No, not on the bylaws.
That's not in the bylaws.
Not on the bylaws. Actually, I have a sample of it in my bag.
I think there's a problem.
I thought somebody brought that up. Okay? You can take a look.
There's not.
But I'm more concerned about the changes from we did all the work we did. We had all this spreadsheet. We give it to a lawyer. And the lawyer changed most of the key factors of power. He changed the fact of the labs from governing boards to advisory boards. He changed all these key items, which he should not have been near. It had nothing to do with legal thought. It was actually changing the whole concept. I'd like to suggest that we go back to that prior papers report. That's the document you worked with. The one we struggled with for 18 months. Forget his
model.
And then we will vote on the items in there, what we agree to, take affirmative action and elect you and put them over here. So everything else, you've got to get your powers decided, folks. He took away all your powers as a lad. He put you in an advisory board. You had nothing going. That's not a typo. Okay? And I'm concerned because Cal Spooner let it get by. It was Paul Gunther, these other people on the web, who said, what's going on here? And then she scored it, oh, I'm sorry. I just shook it right out. I forgot to look, but I agree with you, it's wrong. No, the whole process is wrong. You're going by a rich copy of your decisions by one person who had nothing to do with the process called a lawyer. Get rid of his copy, go back to the copy you gave to him, and start with that as your markup copy. And two, you got to talk to the other people who are not attending these meetings. The lab only has to vote on one thing. You don't have to participate in one thing. You vote on a record. Otherwise, you don't count. It's the 15 people that count. You do not count, none of you, except for Ray. Count and make a decision that's going to go down. So you have folks get your tickets, folks do nothing because you don't count.
What?
Okay? No, I'm serious. And this is what Carol Spoon is pushing. We don't need anybody except our little quorum, which are the people on the board. Those are the people who have to be in L.A. or in a room together, not the place for listeners' groups, not the glad chairs. It's the people that are voting. The discussions are over with. We've done that. Now we make decisions and we decide. You got to do two things. One is say, no. We want to go back to the prior copy that Fink didn't mark up. That's what we want to go, working document. Screw Fink and all this bullshit. Cut it right out. And go back to what we decided on as amateurs. All right?
Panel.
Two, talk to the people, Marion Barry and the other people who are not showing up. See, Marion Barry's a politician. He'll know how to get to the people in the goddamn board of WPFW and get them to come around, and he's got a goddamn ticket on. But talk to the people who are not showing up. The people who have the right to vote. You don't have a right to vote. That's what I'm going to say.
Panama.
Yeah, I think the first thing is that as far as that teleconference, meeting that took place, that thing needs to be thrown out the window here.
I do.
Okay, that's not an official national board meeting. Okay, and it should be dealt with as such. Second thing is that I think I'd like to support what Bob suggested and that is that we need to, yes, go on the agenda, but the agenda is not conclusive until everything is thoroughly discussed, because there is no urgency for this thing to have to be finalized. And given the mission of Pacifica, it is extremely important.
Absolutely.
That particularly this issue of how people who have not been properly represented politically in the past be represented, has to go through whatever the normal course they has to go through until it gets adequately discussed. As far as how to politic for this, I think, and this may be the most naive part of me because I'm not really privy to the political powers of this whole process, but it seems to me that a detailed accounting of everything that we've just discussed here needs to be put out to everybody, because I think that's the way to begin to force them to have to address with that. I agree with you. We're being, you know, basically bum rushed into, you know, exactly what some people want. And I think that the best defense is to put it out there. Let them answer to people. Why the hell are you doing this way? Why do you try to turn a conference call into an official board meeting? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If it doesn't get exposed, then it just goes, you know, it just happens. Okay, but if it gets exposed very detailed and very publicly, then I think that they will not be so reluctant to try to function that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
I wanted to just pick up on what Michael said. He's 100% correct about what I see as what's been happening with this new version of the draft of the bylaws. We went through a year, I wasn't there for the whole part of it, but went through a year of producing a document that essentially was torn up and thrown out. A lawyer replaced with his own version, going hog wild in terms of changes. Whatever he wanted to do, he put out a first draft. Then, I don't know exactly how the second draft came about. I assume there was some sort of input from the IPNB. But there has been very little discussion. There's been no input from the listeners at all regarding this very different document, and you know, I have a big problem with that. I mean, they're doing a last minute switch where they're taking all the work that was done before, throwing it away. Whether I agree or disagree with some of the things that were in the document that we came up with, which it was come up with, and they're replacing it, just like Mike has said, and they're creating an executive director who is essentially a czar.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is happening. The local station boards are being shrunk down to almost no power. I mean, the power of the executive director is zoomed. And this is all done at the end with no discussion, no input, and that is in violation of the consent agreement. And that is the grounds on which I think you can legitimately say, hey, wait a minute, this thing shouldn't be passed and ramrodded through the way it's being done.
Okay.
I think it'd be fair that you have to recognize that Carol has a struggle to make the power of a local board stronger than it is. She's not responsible for that. I agree with Alma completely. Is that we have a meeting that is not webcast because it's not official. But that meeting decides to cancel the next board meeting, even though it is not official. That's a major contradiction.
Mm.
And this, when the decision was made that this is a vote that you come to vote, you come to discuss, that was done when, as I said, there were 8 people on the call. And since they were, I don't know, they disagreed, I don't know what the vote went. It was not unanimous. So there were less than 8 of the people who supported that. I don't know how much is going to slack the thing that the meeting was changed already. I don't know how much we're going to gain, though. Although we can challenge it. And we should challenge actually by saying that it's not acceptable to have a meeting like that. And if you do want to have it like that, we'll accept it. But you cannot make decision. You can't, you know, if it's not a board meeting, how can you stop the next board meeting? But I think that we should put more of our energy as to how do we make sure that this struggle takes place politically.
Well,
because I'm not saying that my point of view have to win. I'm just saying that I'm not voting for anything that's just telling me, you know, here, we passed it, you were not there, but go ahead, vote on it. And it's like somebody told me, you know, it's something you don't like, you just vote against it and suffer the consequences.
But there's one problem about that. Can I just respond to what you said?
Sure.
There's one problem, and that is that you have a deadline in terms of the extension that was granted by the court. Let's say that the 3 of the labs don't vote for the document. Let's say that you were able to do that. Now what happens? Maybe you reach that deadline. Maybe you now go to the judge and say, okay, we want another extension.
But now the judge may say, no, no more extensions.
Why?
At that point, maybe the judge will be the one who will decide what the bylaws are. Very dangerous.
Well, first of all, in terms of the judge, there is no order of the judge. There is a agreement between the parties. So there's only, like, I'm going into court tomorrow to do just that, to tell a judge that we still are negotiating in another case. It's fine. The parties are amiable. It's not clogging up the court schedule in the least. And there's considerable progress that has been made. So I don't think the judge has any concern whatsoever. But what I'd like to recommend, because whether we have agreement about the same points or not, I also saw the inordinate power that I thought was granted to the executive director, and it concerned me gravely. There is a very hierarchical structure, and again, a real institutional diminution of the local station boards, which is far worse than the original bylaws were. And that's true in a number of categories, quite honestly. Ray, I know this, again, kind of all said it, but I know it's a difficult responsibility for you, but I absolutely do agree that some recitation of this, which can be adopted by our board, is very important. The meeting can happen. It should happen. There are some non-controversial issues that can be voted on and discussed to register some progress. But as to essential structural governance issues, clearly the issue of diversity, these things will absolutely necessitate more time, and that's fine. Some of it can be done by teleconferencing. I prefer that it not be. Extraordinary meetings can always be held. That would be, to me, the conclusion. But the prelude is precisely, whether you call it a bum rush or whether you call it a setup or just ridiculous inadvertence that precluded democratic process, can you take a little time to write that up? I'd be glad to work on editing it, and I think we can get that out. At least we should make that effort, because people are really not versed in what is happening.
Right.
And they can destroy us by process and manipulation of process.
Exactly.
As well as anything else. I mean, it's a substantive issue, but procedure can be used to squelch dissent. And it sounds like it's irrelevant to me whether it was deliberacy or inadvertence. It precluded a process that represents democracy and input.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So can you...
Well, I don't want to do a telltale thing, you know.
Well, Ray, I hate to remind you of that, but you actually are our... I'm not suggesting you're a tattletale. I think you are living up to your responsibility towards advising consent.
Exactly.
Right.
Could I make wait. Okay. Padmore, Rashida,
Panama.
And yeah. Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't think it's a question of tattletelling. It's a question of you. You and with the input of other folks here, having identified certain historical process here, and you drafting this for this local advisory board, you know what I'm saying? It's not personal. When it gets presented, when it gets sent out, it's going to be sent out in the name of this lab, and it's on the basis of, you know, facts that have occurred that have precluded democracy from taking place. You are the vehicle by which we put that information together. The lab is the responsible party here, I think. Right?
Well, one major mistake I made is that I should have refused to vote that process. I should have denounced the whole process. I can tell you, I found out about that thing 15 minutes before. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It was just put only on the listserv. I got home, I put my computer on, and he says it has been 20 minutes. There's a
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
You know, I actually spoke to Bert Lee, and who said they didn't tell me anything. I said, Bert, you always say that. He said they didn't tell me anything, and I understand that he very literally may not have gotten home the 15 minutes. As a matter of fact,
what I'm assuming is that he doesn't have an email.
Well, that's another. No, he has to do email, and he actually doesn't have
email. So it's faxed to him normally. to him and to Marion Barry.
So he literally did not know.
Rashida.
I just wanted to follow up on Panama and Mimi's idea. Would you suggest, Panama, that we make maybe a resolution?
I think the resolution could be made. The preamble to that resolution is a more lengthier process, and that's why I think we need to put out publicly.
I do too.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm just saying.
Yes, would you make a resolution? Yes, I think we have made the resolution. The fact of the resolution is that we want.
Something we voted on. That's why I'm saying, can we make a formal resolution?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should make a formal...
Motion.
But wait. I thought that we had said that we were going to...
Or maybe just discussion and
we stepped out. We didn't make a formal motion, did we?
No.
I'm lost. Okay, let's restate it. Let's make, I make a motion that we take to the national board that while the meeting should take place... as lastly scheduled at this point, that it will, I don't know how to make the motion properly, that it not conclude the passing of the bylaws until all issues are thoroughly discussed without time constraints. is that the best way to put it?
Unnecessary.
Okay, somebody make that. You know what I'm saying? Can you make the motion for me?
And I think that's good the way you phrase it because it sort of reaffirms what we said before about item by item. So, I just thought that. What I was talking about was the point that you and Ray were discussing
about
the inappropriateness of the vote, the process of the vote taking.
You
know what I'm saying? That we want to condemn that process because it's not transparent and it was a most undemocratic process. That's what we're saying.
We were joking that it wouldn't be more transparent.
I've
heard that word a lot.
That's what I was saying. So I thought that's what you were saying.
I could look at that shit without glasses.
So I wanted to say something like that.
Would you make that motion? Yes, make the motion. No. Yes. Make a motion to that effect, and I will second it.
Bob,
let me address something.
Yeah, we got two things on the table.
I think the way you might consider that is something like that: we call upon the national board to defer a decision on the diversity provisions within the bylaws until more thorough discussion can happen. Defer it to a future teleconference, although I agree with Mimi that politically it's much better to have heavy decisions made in a public meeting. With
just say future conference.
I just want to say this so everyone understands. We have to be cognizant of the total financial bankruptcy, near bankruptcy of the foundation. They cannot afford another face-to-face meeting. I think it's going to have to be a teleconference because it's thousands of dollars to fly people. But that can happen with SBA. So they call upon the IPMB to defer the final decision on the diversity provisions of the bylaws until a subsequent webcast telephone conference call allowing for time for thorough consideration of proposals.
That wasn't quite what I thought Panama and Mike and all of us, especially Ray, were saying. I agree with
They're
that.
They're two separate issues.
Okay, could you raise the
second instead of what you're saying.
Okay.
That's a different
motion.
I don't have any ideas on that, but I was just addressing what Panama wanted to make a motion.
Okay.
But the problem I have with that, though, is that the assumption is that it cannot be resolved. Although we know Paulie won't be. That's why, in a way, I prefer his formulation. He's saying that nothing will be hastened in an unnecessary way. Meaning that if we go through it and we did it, well, instead of saying that we cannot do it beforehand, that's what I'm hearing you say.
I see.
Yeah. When he's saying that we will not rush things necessarily.
And
if we cannot do it, then we have another stuff.
But the problem is by whose standards not resolved. I mean, if there's a solid majority to keep the draft that the board already voted for, then they'll say, look, it's resolved. You know, it's 10-4 to not have a diversity requirement. There's no standard to evaluate what you're saying, right?
But that's why I'm saying we need to devalue. We need to not accept that vote in the first place, because that's what we're saying was wrong.
I think there's a couple of issues here. One. Okay. As far as the vote that was taking place. Okay, let's make a motion on that, get that out of the way.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. So the motion would be to invalidate the vote taken by teleconference, okay, on the basis that it precluded proper notification to all board members and the ability to participate.
And
for those issues to be addressed in the manner in which all issues have been addressed in the past, which is publicly, okay? So for all of those reasons, okay, and because there was not the majority of the board available to participate, that those votes taken, okay, on that teleconference be null and void. That's the first part of it.
I agree.
Okay?
That's what I want you to say.
For the sake of, and that's one motion. Second motion would be
that, in spite of what you stated, that the board actually made a major decision of canceling.
I'm going to do that right now. Okay. However, a second motion needs to take place, because the fact is that one decision that was made is being implemented immediately, which is.
Exactly.
The decision to cancel the board meeting and reschedule it for the following weekend. Okay? So the second motion then will say something to the effect, the first motion notwithstanding, we recognize the logistical reality that the national board meeting will take place as rescheduled next weekend, but this lab takes a position that national board meeting, okay, should conduct business in such a way as to allow for full discussion on all items on the agenda, and I don't want to restrict it to the question of diversity because there are other issues, like for example, we're talking about Don Coughlin's czar status now under these bylaws. That's very, very dangerous. Especially I don't trust them. So a czar with power and power that unchecked power, and then one that you don't trust. Because if it was a good star, maybe you consider it, but I don't. The guy is a bullshit to me. And I will say that. I'll tell him. You know what I'm saying? You could quote me. He's full of shit. But that aside, okay, my point was that there are a number of things, okay, about these bylaws, some of which may have more discussion to be had than others.
Agreed.
But that the spirit of the motion would be that the way in which business is conducted at this board meeting to come is in such as to allow for full discussion, okay, before about
participation.
The language, please. I'm just trying to put.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anthony.
Okay. Well, let me
trying to get everybody in.
Those two motions. Can somebody formulate in a more realistic
way? Is there a lawyer here?
Lawyer in the house?
Here she is.
You said it fine.
No, I think you said it
so moved.
So moved.
I said it well.
So moved.
You can fix the language.
Yes. I think it was perfect.
Say
I think
it
was talking about participation. That's the key.
And discussion.
You want to really work out the language now about violation of the process, which mandates, it's a really violation of a process that mandates and precludes public information, participation, as well as preparation by the IPBN members. And
that's right, and they weren't
we
there.
We view this as an invalid process or an
mainly notification.
Improper notification, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it 6 years before.
Yeah, that seems to be
well, it violates.
You had how many board members there?
Well, no, I mean, we got so that.
Eight, that's not enough.
You want to call that question?
Let's get this.
Was it a quorum?
I think we understand.
Okay.
Yeah, eight. Okay.
All those. Did somebody second it?
I second
it. Okay, all those in favor?
Which resolution one, resolution two? There's two resolutions that are before.
No, right. We agree.
I thought they were coupled. In.
Okay, oh, they were coupled together? Okay, we're voting on both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you want to go back and...
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Unanimous.
Okay.
Very shortly, in this... There's been, and I'd like people in the audience to really think about this, because most of you guys have been here a bunch of meetings where all kind of people were, you know, very outraged by the lack of democracy on every other issue. And I have heard no voices from some camps. There are several issues. The point that was made by many of us tonight, and Panama was reiterating it, about just how the board operated over this, you know, last month in these various meetings. You know, that's part of the stewardship. They basically, through whatever motives or lack of skills or what have you, ignored legitimate calls from within the board. You know, there were people like Ray Jabari on some issues even. And they pretty much just kind of moved to be expedient and just ramrod the stuff on through. That's the failure of being real, you know, leaders in a democratic process. At different points, I've seen that telltale signs of that by these folks previously. And it's kind of ironic that Miguel is not here today, because among the many times that there was a complete abdication of the will of the broad community, one of which was when we proposed Miguel Maldonado to be the lab rep to the IPNB, and they created, you know, some rules and some technicalities that really were not so important that they could not have been changed, but they refused to. And Ray, fortunately, we had a couple of good people available. And without even editorializing on how time has told on some of our behavior and how we've lined up on different issues, I'll just say that the way the IPNB handled that process when it was just in its formation is but one example. There were even earlier ones that I'm not going to go into, of how they get very expedient, very undemocratic, and very non-transparent at certain points. And a lot of people need to open their eyes up. When the constituency and inclusion concept was being discussed, there was tremendous uproar about.
There was a lapse between mini discs. Our apologies.
That we are moving in a direction. We have these issues. These are some of the dynamics. We feel confident that we're, you know, reaching the end of that process, but we're not there yet. There is no reason why the judge has no clock. You got to hear some of this.
Actually, he gave us until June, because that's what we asked for.
Last point. I'm saying all of this because my position is that we need to take a hard line as a lab and as a listener community on not allowing, you know, any more of those expedient, you know, reactionary approaches that folks, you know, attempt to claim that they listen to you, and then they just rush to something, you know, something that they wanted to do all along, and pull from the sky any kind of rationale that's happening. So just keep that in mind, because when we talk about what we actually try to do in Los Angeles, I think it should be relatively limited. We should be realistic. The discussion should cover, we should have a view that there should be a few topics that we try to discuss. It should be open to the range of things that are able to discuss. But realistically, we've been to national after national, and on Friday and Saturday, X amount occurs. Sunday, you know, a little bit more happens. So that there ought to be some idea about what we insist that we begin to deal with. Because if they're not going to settle on everything, at least they need to begin a process that makes some sense and reflects some kind of leadership and involvement for all of us. Thank you for that amount of time.
Mike, no, that was brilliant. Okay.
Very good.
Wait a minute. Mike and Ray. And
this is
I'm glad Anthony brought it back to what I was thinking anyway. I want to be very specific. I was one of the people that said a couple of meetings, do not accept KPFA's model. We have worked on our own. Let's present ours. We don't take somebody else's work. I'd rather have their stuff that we've created as a group than pick somebody, so-called expert, that doesn't know us. I was worried at that time because I could have wrote the bylaws way back 2 years ago. That's not the point. The point is that we as a group agree on what we come up with. The process counts in terms of consolidating thoughts, getting everybody involved, not the perfection of the wording. Okay? What I am concerned about was I knew the elections. That's why I'm against elections. Because from day one, I said the elections are going to divert all our energies into anger and fighting while the power is being stripped. The executive director, I try to get people, the executive director, general managers, okay? That's the power. Okay. And we got stripped away from that. Okay. This lawyer came and he changed all of that. So I'm saying, one of the first things you got to do is go back to what we started with before you touched it.
I know.
I don't have a computer. From a very brief conversation before the meeting began, I understand that a huge amount of power has been taken away from listeners, taken away from local boards, and concentrated at the very top. And I think that will alienate people on both sides of the diversity or constituency model question, and that you should try to reach out to opponents of the diversity model to try to get some sort of unity on this overall question of the centralization of power. And within that context, you know, fight your battle about the diversity. But in my mind, this concentration of power is much more important than it includes, but it's more important than the diversity. And you should try to get allies for that.
Okay, you, the way, and then
I thought it might be helpful to try to recap what some of these issues are that we might want to have in this resolution. If I was writing it up, I would put something, language about the teleconference, about the inappropriateness of the decisions and our invalidation of the decisions made in that teleconferencing based on its contrariness to the settlement agreement and the spirit of that agreement. And then about Panama's point that in the next meeting all points should be discussed thoroughly and openly, including the public. And I thought we should say particularly issues regarding diversity and power sharing between the national and local. We could particularize those mentions. I think we should mention something about a spirit of dismissiveness and impatience on the part of the IPNB with public input in general and particularly with points that they don't tend to disagree with and that they don't find expedient from their own point of view, and that this has been connected to a positioning regarding duress and urgency, which we consider effectively artificial, even if it's well meant, even if they are really. I think that it would be unwise to come down too heavily on in. With an idea that they are totally not conscientious and worrying about time, because there are practical considerations.
But we should emphasize that that's the effect of that positioning, is that, that we're, they're artificializing the duress that results from time. And that we should just basically not emphasize timing and logistics over the quality of the product.
Right.
Yeah, I think that the point that Mimi made earlier is we didn't have to worry about missing our time and not doing anything. There were many other items that are important. There's a meeting on personnel, there's race and nationality, finance was a big one, and it's not taking place, but there are other good items. So I thought we could really do as much work on bylaws as we could, and deal with the others on a full weekend instead of just rushing through it.
Right.
In connection to that, though, I must say that there's something I'm looking into, and again, I'm not accusing, maybe this is just misinterpretation. In presenting the reason why there's no more attempt to get other point of view, Carol stated that besides Fink, that there was a position taken by civil liberties.
Yeah,
is it civil liberties? I forgot about group. It came out of KPFA.
Yeah.
Anybody know the organization? You remember the name of the organization?
Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights.
Okay. Lawyers with your civil
Lawyers
rights.
Committee for Civil
and
Rights.
And MALDEF.
Yes.
Now, the question with MALDEF is that, the way it's had raised some, as I think I had talked to you about it, you felt that maybe there was putting nothing into it because there's a precedent to say that anybody will be lying. Is that the first time I got to look at it in a questioning way is that Leslie said that and MALDEF, a lawyer from MALDEF, said that it was illegal. Immediately, when the email came out, Leslie Radford sent an email saying, well, when did you speak to... Oh, she said that she got the information from the chair of the OPFK lab, who's Lydia...
Brazon.
So immediately, Leslie Radford sent an email says to Leslie, by the way, I contacted Lydia, and she told me she couldn't get together with the lawyer from MALDEF, so when did you speak to her? And there was no response. And it could be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I had mentioned it to some people. However, I found out today that what was said specifically was not by a lawyer, but by an employee of MALDEF, who in the process of being asked their position on this, stated that that their position in general was that any of those mandated diversity or things were not legal. However, they were not going to pronounce themselves.
MALDEF is co-counsel in the Michigan case.
Yes,
so it would be a little bit bizarre.
That was, however, their position on this is that they were in the process of looking at the suit against Pacifica for racial discrimination. So that's, I find it bizarre that the same person who's saying that this is illegal or saying I'm about to sue you because I think you're not doing what you should be doing on that. So therefore, we don't feel... I'm just saying that like that. So the last point I want to make is that I agree with Anthony 100%. However, I think we can pass as many resolutions as we want. Unless we get our power together, unless we go to watch to LA, and that is going to be difficult because the cost now is double. We have a unique opportunity maybe to see what's behind KPFK actually passing a resolution like that to push on the whole process. And I think we have to sit down and look at this.
Say that last thing again. I'm sorry,
but I'm saying that the way to bring this about is to explore what the resolution for KPFK means. That they could, to me, that KPFK resolution, KPFK, is surprising. After they were kind of saying, okay, this is it, let's go along, and now I'm saying, boom, we're not accepting any bylaws at all, and let's discuss this thoroughly. And I think this lab, which, you know, support looking into things to really make sure that this weekend is used completely, fully, to make the most out of that. That's the interest we have of making it very real. Because I don't quite agree with Mike. The lab doesn't have a voice and everything, but the lab has the ability to put these bylaws to a halt in some major ways. And the board is worrying about that, I can tell you that.
Panama?
Yeah. I just want to make a closing statement, and maybe I should be personalizing. I said that Dan Coughlin is full of shit.
You are right.
That's my personal position, but you know what? What I do see is the position of executive director of Pacifica somehow that become very increasingly powerful, and it looks like it's moving. With the support of some people on this national board, it's becoming a more powerful position.
Okay? I don't think that is necessarily a coincidence that the bylaws with the issue of diversity on the table, high profile, is being pushed through, you know, very quickly. And while we focus on the issue, a very important issue of diversity, that the issue of the where ultimate power is going to lie is like is going stuck right under the table. Okay, and I want to be on the record of saying that. And I want to be on the record of saying that because, as a member of this lab and as a member of this lab who participated in the search committee for executive director of WBI, and as a member of the lab who initiated the Latino committee, which the executive director has ignored, and which Dan Coughlin has ignored, I am extremely disturbed about what's taking place in that regard. Okay? You know, I'm beginning to see a lack of commitment, okay, from the executive director of Pacifica, okay, on the issue of real representation of people of color, of all people of color, including the Latino people, okay, because he met with us and was supposed to follow some things, never did, and just ignored the follow-up to it, okay, because it is my view that he handpicked Don Rojas, and when there was a Latino candidate, even though I at this point consider that probably Don Rojas was the better candidate, okay, the way that the Latino candidate was dealt with was shitty, to put it in very nice terms, okay? And, you know, the end result is that the issue of diversity and power are very, very close together. And the example that Mr. John Kaufman has shown up to now, to at least us Latinos who've been looking, ain't a good one. And I want that on the record. Please.
Can I just conclude with a procedural thing?
Okay.
Because I really want to be a bit of a taskmaster here.
Okay,
I really care about the time, but I care more about a conclusion that goes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray, I mean, I think it falls back on you. I don't know if it's proper, although I consider it too, because I think this is, we are just representatives of a broader community. Brad actually nicely characterized and delineated some of the points that we've been discussing. If Brad would agree to do some work with Lee, and Ray, you still do need to get that preamble. I agree with Panama. It's not a personal, it's a political issue. You are a representative of this entity. We could have some ability to affect other labs and the way things are proceeding. So I would just request, if you are all willing, the three of you, to accept this assignment, which unfortunately means within the next 24 hours, if you might concur, do some brief factual predicate to, Brad's got some of the summary points, and Lee's taking some notes and circulate it.
You can do that.
Yeah.
When?
Okay, one more
on
thing.
The same thing. On this.
Or not.
One more
right.
thing.
On this.
And that's
one
it.
More thing. On this, the issues of what's going to actually take place in L.A. with respect to our various issues, I would say that we should look at what we're calling the centralist, decentralism versus centralism issue, as well as the issue of affirmative action and required, you know, things that are consistent with the motions that we've taken, required affirmative action as opposed to simply goals. The dealing with those two issues by our IPNB folks and by all of the people who will be in LA, that we should be doing our political organizing, mobilizing, and insisting that the agenda focus on those issues. And if there are some other practical issues that people who are very close to the process feel are relevant, you know, come forward with that. But I'm saying that because we cannot afford to have the question of of control have that rug pulled from under us. And we also cannot afford to have Pacifica taking some sort of retrograde position, you know, behind, you know, any number of relatively right-wing conservative elements in the
but
country.
But Anthony, the bottom line, I'm serious, and I'm looking at you, Mabelda. There's no question when we mobilize and we bring people to that meeting, we can accomplish our point. They will win by fiat. They will win by default. It is a hardship, but we have got to be there. Every time we have been, we have succeeded. We can send all the things out, but if there's a vocal, collective, cogent process that is physically there, you can have all the resolutions, that will make the difference. Again, urge that we do what we've done in the past, which is get on the horn and start organizing for people to be there. This is as critical, it is as critical as it was to win back the station. This will institutionalize power relationships and exclusion models that will ultimately hurt us desperately. So I'm just, that's how we do it. The resolutions are beautiful, and I appreciate particularly Brad's, you know, involvement in this. But really, please, we've got to organize and get on that horn and get people out. We should have the kind of New York contingent that we had at past meetings, and it was sure as hell no accident that they didn't meet in New York.
And then what you're saying is, and I've been on the phone trying to get people, and I've particularly been trying to get board members to attend. And but we also need bodies out there from this area, because this New York is an articulate, a diverse group that can articulate what the real problems are. And the problems you see in the Pacifica Foundation are mirrored in the general society. Some of the issues, basic issues.
I just two things. The first thing I wanted to say is that I really hope that that you really heard us, that you really go back to the people that you talk to who are part of your group or whatever, and that you really tell them how concerned this board is and how destructive the arguing, whether you agree or disagree, but the arguing and the level that it has taken and the stress and distress that it has caused board members at this crucial moment. We can't afford that. I'm not asking you to support the constituency model. You've made it very clear, some of you, how you feel about that. But diversity, to be stripped from the language of the bylaws, is an abomination of whatever Pacifica claims to stand for. However you want to phrase it, there's no way that New York or any group, any station could stand there. And there cannot be any argument that supports this exclusion. It just can't happen. That's number one. And the other thing was that I did write down a few things, so if somebody wants to add something, we can do that after the meeting. If you could just hear the few things I wrote down for the report, and then I would be willing to wait 5 minutes if you want to add something. The WBAI took a resolution to support the peace movement and participated. The board participates in monthly program council. Board members are active volunteers and fundraisers at BAI. That's true. Board members have participated in anti-racist training workshops. Lab does monthly reports on lab meetings on the air with listener call-in. And there might be something else that you want to add. We can do that afterwards. But that's just part of what we
can do. Okay, that is part of the board's report.
But yes, we can talk about
that. I would incorporate
the several of the motions in that report as well, because if that stuff gets read, that would be
very
another place.
Good. Okay, that's a good suggestion. And if I can get that as a board report, I can run those reports at work and make sure I have it with me.
I'm giving this to Lee so that Lee can put that together.
And take it to the board meeting and distribute it.
Good. Okay.
30-second announcement.
Just one weak point, though, is that part of the labs, I realize in the transition period we're running towards elections and so on, but part of the lab's work is to evaluate and give opinion on programming. And I think we've been weak on that, and we should more that way.
No, we are introducing the
very active.
That
has to go in
and the lab is very instrumental. No, I just want to say that the point that Ray just made about evaluation, the program council itself, the full program council itself, is working on its instrument of evaluation, and the board will be a part of that discussion. So that is happening. Just to correct you.
I didn't say we haven't been doing it.
No, it isn't that we haven't been doing it. It's that the program council has to do that and then bring that recommendation back to the board. And that has not fully happened in the program council, but we are a part of that process. So I'm just saying we ought to push the positives.
Okay, Barbara has an announcement to make. Yeah, really fast, to let everyone know that the WBAA website was relaunched on Saturday night.
Yay!
An amazing team of people, both the content and the technical team, that made it not only beautiful, but filled with a lot of content. We have daily news updates on local, national, international, alternative, progressive news. And most important for everyone here, if you're part of an organization, we have a new event calendar where you can almost publish yourself. I say almost because you type it in, and then I'll just review it for mistakes, and it'll get on the calendar. So whatever you're involved in, get your word out. So,
do you have
any suggestions?
Mimi!
Why don't we send it to a journal?
Okay, I am home.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am.